cheap Greek island trip, Naxos, Greece on a budget. The old man stacking crates of tomatoes outside the Naxos town market this morning had a system I still can't fully explain, arranging them by some internal logic that had nothing to do with size or ripeness, and that small, stubborn detail told me more about how a cheap Greek island trip actually works than any guidebook ever could. I got off the Blue Star Ferry's boat late last night, the kind of overnight crossing where you sleep in a plastic seat and wake up with the port lights of Naxos sliding into view, salt air thick enough to taste, diesel fumes mixing with something sweeter, maybe thyme from the hills behind the harbor. Naxos doesn't announce its history. It just sits there, layered, waiting for you to notice. Walking the harbor front at dawn, before the day trip crowd spill off the smaller ferries, you start seeing it. The cubic whitewashed houses aren't decorative choices, they're practical ones, built flat roof to catch what little rain this island gets during the dry summer months, channeling it into cisterns below. The blue-domed churches scattered through the castro, the old Venetian quarter up on the hill, aren't random either. Naxos was under Venetian control for centuries after the Fourth Crusade, and you can still read that in the coats of arms carved into doorframes, in the heavy stone lintels that feel more Italian fortress than Aegean village. Then look closer at some window frames near the old market street, slightly pointed arches, a leftover trace from the later Ottoman period, when the island paid tribute but kept a strange kind of local autonomy. None of this is why I went to the market this morning, though. I went for bread and maybe some local cheese. What I got instead was a small paper cone of something fried, handed to me by a woman who clearly misunderstood my pointing and my terrible attempt at ordering, and it turned out to be stuffed with hot peppers, the kind of unexpected heat that makes your eyes water on a still, humid morning. That's the real texture of budget travel here. Not the postcard version. The version where you get it wrong, eat it anyway, and understand the island a little better because of it. Plan a cheap Greek island trip around Naxos architecture. I didn't come to Naxos for beaches this round. I came to look at rocks stacked by hand centuries ago, and to prove a cheap Greek island trip doesn't mean skipping the good stuff. My itinerary was blunt, 3 nights in Naxos town, no rental car, walk everywhere, budget 45 euros a day outside lodging. That number held. A cheap Greek island trip to this particular rock works because so much of the history sits in public alleys, free to touch, free to photograph, free to trip over at 6 a.m. before the day trip crowds spill off the boats. Read the walls, tracing foreign rule in stone. The square houses near the harbor are coated in thick lime wash, reapplied most years before Easter by families who still own them. Underneath that white skin, the actual building material is local schist and marble rubble, packed tight, no mortar visible from the street. Rooftops sit level, not pitched, because rain here is scarce and every drop that falls gets funneled down clay pipes into underground rainwater tanks below the kitchen floor. I watched an old man in the old castle district lift a stone cap off one of these tanks to check the water line with a bucket rope. Nobody advertises that system to tourists. It's just how the house survives August. Higher up, past the winding stairs, small churches where domes painted cobalt, though half the ones I found were actually just plain stone until a recent restoration added the paint back based on old photographs. The doors on these chapels are low, forcing a bow whether you're religious or not, a leftover from when families built chapels directly onto their own homes to avoid Ottoman taxation on separate religious structures. Trace the two rulers in a single doorway, walk the lanes behind the Naxos old castle walls, and you can date a house without asking anyone. Door surrounds carved from marble, sometimes with a family crest chiseled faint above the frame, mark the centuries when Venetian settlers ran the island after 1207. Those crests are worn smooth now, edges rounded by 200 years of hands pushing the same door. A few streets down, the openings change character entirely, arched tops that taper to a soft point, plainer stone crossbeams instead of carved marble, functional rather than showy. That's the visible shift once Ottoman rule took over administration of the island, less interested in decorative stonework, more interested in tax collection. Both styles sit 20 meters apart on the same lane, which nobody bothers to explain unless you ask a shop owner directly, and most will, over coffee, without charging you for the history lesson. Compare Naxos to its quieter neighbor if you want the same cycladic building logic without the harbor crowds. The small Cyclades islands nearby, particularly Heraclea, run a fraction of the cost. A room there in peak season runs 35 to 40 euros against Naxos Town's 65 to 90 euro range for anything decent near the water. The trade-off is obvious. Heraclea has one taverna, no real nightlife, and a ferry schedule that might strand you 2 extra days if the weather turns. Naxos gives you the architectural density, the layered history, actual museums, and daily ferry connections, all while still qualifying as a cheap Greek island trip if you skip the resort strip and rent local. I'd pick Naxos again for a first-timer wanting real history without total isolation. Sleep cheap without losing comfort. I stayed at Hotel Grotta, a modest family-run place above the town, 68 euros a night in shoulder season, breakfast included, no half-board nonsense forced on me. The owner, a woman who inherited the building from her mother, pointed out that the hotel itself sits on a restored older structure, and let me climb to the roof terrace unsupervised every morning to watch the town wake up. Compare that to the all-inclusive resorts advertised near Agios Georgios Beach, running 150 plus euros nightly for buffet food and a pool you don't need on an island surrounded by actual sea. A cheap Greek island trip built around small, owner-run rooms beats a resort package every single time I've tested it here. Insider tip 1, the local bus from the port to Naxos Town costs 1.80 euros, and the schedule board at the station lists departures that regularly run 5 to 10 minutes late, so don't sprint. Insider tip 2, the archaeological museum entry fee sits around 4 euros and includes access to a Roman-era mosaic floor tucked in a side room most visitors skip entirely. Insider tip 3, if you're chasing a cheap Greek island trip on a tight clock, the freshwater showers at the small public beach near town are free and save you an actual paid shower charge some hotels tack on for day guests. Walk the back lanes before the day boats arrive. By 9 a.m. the cruise crowd floods in and every lane near the water gets loud with wheeled suitcases dragged over uneven stone. I did my reel looking between 6:30 and 8:30, camera bag light, secondhand DSLR body with the 35mm prime lens slung over one shoulder, good for tight framing in alleys barely wide enough for two people to pass. No drone today, the Port Authority patrols that airspace hard near the ferry docks, and it's not worth the fine. What I got instead was quiet, shopkeepers rolling up metal shutters, a baker sliding trays out a side door, cats asleep on marble steps that have been stepped on since before either empire mentioned above existed. For anyone building a cheap Greek island trip itinerary around real architecture instead of postcard shots, that 90-minute window before the crowds is worth setting an alarm for. Check the Archaeological Museum of Naxos hours before you go, and don't skip the walk out to the port era at sunset, free, always open, no ticket required. Outro, doorways, domes, and the real cost of a cheap Greek island trip. Tonight I sat on a low step near the harbor, watching the last ferry. Lights fade, and just looked up. Cubic houses stacked against each other, flat roofs catching whatever rain decides to fall here, blue-domed churches poking out between them like someone dropped a handful of sky onto the rooftops. It's the kind of view you can't buy at a half-board resort buffet table, no matter how many free towels they hand you. I walked the back street slow, tracing doorframes with my hand. You can actually feel the history in the stone, a heavier, arched lintel here that speaks of Venetian builders, then two houses down a lower, rounder doorway that clearly came later, under Ottoman influence. Nobody explains this on a plaque. You just notice it, door by door, on a cheap Greek island trip where the architecture becomes the free museum nobody charges admission for. Real cost lesson today, I paid 1.80 euros for a bottle of water near the harbor kiosks, then found the same bottle for 0.60 euros 2 streets back, in a shop with no view and no tourist chairs outside. That's the tax you pay for a sea breeze. Lesson noted for the rest of this cheap Greek island trip, walk 2 more streets before buying anything near the water. My rented room tonight cost less than 1 dinner at the resorts lining the coast, and I fell asleep with the window open, listening to shutters creak in the wind instead of air conditioning humming. Tomorrow I'm taking the inland road up to Aparanthos, the marble village in the hills, to see how these same stone traditions look once they're stripped of harbor views and built purely for mountain life.